You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before we hear your gravy tale of woe. We were off last week, but I found out that I had to go into a bank to sign a document. And there was no way around it. I said, look, how about we just do this over the internet? And they're like, no, you've got to come in. And Branch is even closed, but they would, you know, they have people inside, and they said, just come and knock on the door. Now, here's the funny little angle to the story. The Branch office that I needed to go to is in the next state.
This is the strangest thing to me. In this day and age, Dom, they would make you do this.
It was a 3-hour drive to get there, right at 3 hours. I was inside the bank. I timed it. 6 minutes.
You signed that
includes
and ran, huh?
That includes the greeting, being let in, being taken back to the office, them getting their paperwork together, then one of those little, you know, sign pad. It wasn't even a piece of paper. It was one of those signing pads. I had to sign on that. Then the guy had to do it. He had to print something up, hand it to me, said, thanks for coming in. Went back out, got back in my car, 3 hours back home.
So essentially, you did sign electronically.
Correct.
Not even a physical piece of paper.
Correct.
6-hour day for you.
So I packed a sandwich and an apple and I think a couple of little Reese's.
Little Capri Sun.
6 hours total in the car, 6 minutes inside the bank.
Did you say something about this at all while you were there? Did you say this is extremely inconvenient?
No, and I'll tell you why. It's because the guy that set this up agreed completely, and he was the one apologizing because it's just simply bank protocol. And, you know, it's not his call. He's like, I'd love to have you just do this, you know, over the end. And he goes, I can't. I'm not allowed to do it. So, you know, it would have been bitching to the wrong person.
Right.
You know,
right.
It wasn't his fault. So, but I will tell you this. It was a lovely drive. I listened to audiobooks, podcasts.
Sure.
Some music.
Some past the time.
I just was out of the house and doing like what I like to do, which is go on road trips. But it was a solo road trip with a sandwich.
I guess that's going to be my next very important question. What type of sandwich did you have?
Gretch made it. It was like a ham and cheese.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sandwich.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was fine. A bag of Sun Chips.
Yum. Okay. Yeah. That's the top in the top five of chips, man.
Yes, I agree.
It's a strong chip.
So that was it. So that was the highlight of my break, the low light? I don't know. Otherwise, it was just normal. I mean, it was, well, no, let me rephrase that. The meal itself was relatively normal.
Yeah.
Except we did not do turkey. There was nary a turkey to be found. It was all honey-baked ham.
Mm.
And the sides were delicious. It was wonderful. That's about the story of my break. You can't really
go anywhere. You can't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we stuck around pretty much the whole time, except Thanksgiving. We did bop over to my parents' house and spent Thanksgiving with my mom and dad. I started a big home improvement project. I'm replacing all the doors in the house. So that's kind of keeping me busy now, upgrading all the doors. And such an improvement and such a sexy thing to do for my wife to watch.
Yeah.
She loves it.
How is that expensive?
No. In the grand scheme of things, I had it priced out to do the whole house, and it was like $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably get them all done under $1,000.
For the whole house?
Oh, yeah, I think.
The house that
I bought.
If I
play my cards right.
The lady had replaced every door inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
With these upgraded fancy schmancy doors are wonderful.
Yeah.
But she had a friend install them, and he did not do the countersinking thing of the hinges, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
they're sticking out.
No, so at inspection, we were like, we're not going to pay this much money for a beautiful home and have these really
horrible
crappy
hinges.
Doors.
Yeah.
So had them go back in and fix all that.
Oh, that's a pain.
Good for you. How long will that take?
It'll be a little while. I'm going to take my time, you know, but whatever. I'm doing it myself, so I'm
saving. New doors, man.
I'm saving like $7,000. The big Thanksgiving debacle was, you know, for many years I've talked on this show about how I love my mom's gravy. That's like her specialty at Thanksgiving. I can't recreate it. It's
one
just
of these
magic.
Days I want to try this
it's
gravy.
It's magical, Dom, and that's one of the reasons I was willing to risk the COVID to go spend the holiday with my two parents so I could have some of my mom's gravy. But here's what happened. My mom uses potato water in the gravy.
Okay.
So she boils the potatoes to make mashed potatoes, and then they drain the water into a bowl and then dump it in the slurry of the fat from the turkey and the seasonings and all that. Kind of thickens it up because it's all starchy.
Sounds delightful.
So my dad emptied the potato water this year, put it in a bowl, but he put the bowl in the sink as he was dumping the potato water into it because he didn't want it to splash and get everywhere on the counter. Did that, turned around, put the potatoes back on the stove, walked away. Sweet Knickknack comes in. She's got something on her hands. Goes over to the sink. Just looks like a bowl of dirty water, like a dirty bowl was in there. Squirts some soap on her hands and starts washing her hands over the starchy potato water that my mom uses for gravy. And now the big fight in the family is who ruined mom's gravy this year? Was it my dad's fault for leaving the bowl in the sink? Or was it my sweet Knickknack who went over and washed her hands over the bowl and got soap in it? I say all fingers point to my dad in this case. And he didn't hear the end of it. My mom was mad as hell.
So what happened then?
My mom scrambled. She had some extra like chicken broth she used and some others. She had to like put flour, more flour in it. Needless to say, the gravy this year was horrific.
Subpar.
It was horrible because she didn't have the starchy potato water, which I guess now I know is the secret to mom's gravy. But Nicole felt so bad. My dad was, he was like, whatever. But Knickknack felt bad, you know. Oh, she ruined the mother-in-law's starchy water.
I can totally see your dad just shrugging his shoulders.
He was like, oh, whatever. Every year there's a fight at Thanksgiving, and it never fails. I mean, every single year there's a fight. And it was just a small little gathering this year, and sure enough, my mom and dad were going at it.
You know, we had gravy out of a packet this year. But I'm going to tell you, somehow it tasted delicious.
They've really upped the packet game, haven't
the
they?
The packet McCormick's gravy game. I don't know. Gretch made it, but it was out of a packet because we didn't have a turkey, and so it was packet gravy. And I don't know, maybe it was better than
it was probably better than
the brothy
slop
one that, you got.
That we had, the runny slop. So anyway, 2020 strikes again.
Oh boy, yeah.
Oh. Whatever. My
Do you have
so
that
nonchalant.
Same gravy at Christmas?
No, because we don't make a turkey at Christmas. That's our ham.
Okay.
It's only once a year at Thanksgiving and ruined.
You know, I was thinking back to just a couple of minutes ago when I just blurted out, one of these days I have to try this gravy that you keep talking about. And then I realized your mom would never let me in her house.
No,
ever.
She kind of like hunches over the pot as she's making it, you know. Oh, you're just saying it generally in the house, in the front
She's
door.
She's not going to let me in the house.
Yeah,
so
probably not. You're shady.
You're going to have to bring some to me. Can you mail me gravy?
We'll see.